From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A new United Nations report finds the Islamic State group may be guilty of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. The report encompasses wide-ranging atrocities committed by the IS in Iraq between June 2014 to February 2015. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report in Geneva.
Head of the investigation mission to Iraq, Suki Nagra, says the crimes committed by IS militants are calculated and organized.
On attacks against the Yazidi in particular, we found that there was a manifest pattern of killing that caused serious bodily and mental harm and also involved the forced transfer of children. These attacks were aimed at destroying the Yazidi as a group, and this is why we say that genocide may have been perpetrated by ISIL.
The report calls for the situation of possible genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes in Iraq be referred to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An unidentified warplane attacked the presidential palace in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Thursday. Security forces, loyal to former Yemeni leader Ali Abdullah Saleh, attacked the international airport in Aden early Thursday, triggering a battle with militia loyal to President Abrabu Mansour Hadi, the country's internationally recognized leader. The fighting forced the airport's closure. Forces on both sides also fought in other parts of the port city. Officials say four pro-Saleh fighters and two militiamen were killed in the clashes. There were also a number of injuries. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in an interview with NBC Thursday that the United States and Israel are each other's greatest allies and have no choice but to work together. Mr. Netanyahu has not spoken with U.S. President Barack Obama since the resounding win Tuesday by his conservative Likud party in Israel's parliamentary election. He expects the two leaders will be in touch soon. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called Mr. Netanyahu on Wednesday to congratulate him on the victory. Israel's election was viewed closely regarding its impact on U.S.-Israeli relations. Islamic State militants may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity in Iraq, including genocide against the Yazidi minority, according to a new report released Thursday by the UN Human Rights Chief. The document submitted to the UN Human Rights Council details killings, abductions, torture, and other violations described by more than 100 witnesses and survivors from attacks that took place beginning in June of last year when the militants swept through large areas of Iraq. Calls for the UN Security Council to consider sending the situation in Iraq to the International Criminal Court, as well as for the Iraqi government to conduct public investigations of any alleged violations. The European Union is likely to keep economic sanctions on Russia until the Ukraine ceasefire agreements are fully implemented. Speaking to reporters before a two-day EU summit in Brussels, EU Council President Donald Tusk said Russia should be pressured through sanctions until a Ukraine ceasefire agreement would be fully observed.
One of the best ways of supporting Ukraine will be through upholding the sanctions pressure on Russia until we witness a full implementation of the Minsk agreement. This must ultimately conclude in Ukraine regaining control of its borders, as foreseen in the plan brokered by President Hollande and Chancellor Merkel.
Chancellor Angela Merkel told Germany's lower house of parliament before leaving for Brussels that she would strongly encourage EU leaders to maintain sanctions until Russia comes to terms with Minsk agreements to end the hostilities in eastern Ukraine. Top Democrat in the U.S. House of Representatives says a bipartisan group of hundreds of lawmakers is sending a letter to President Barack Obama requesting increased congressional weight in the ongoing talks to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. A draft of the letter referred to by Congressman Elliot Engel emphasizes that permanent sanctions relief, which Iran has repeatedly requested during Geneva negotiations, would require new legislation. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.